This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Winner the Prize, The Sipless, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRpodcastnetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 212. My name is DeAndre Robertson, and if you were watching us live yesterday, then you know that CJ did his one-on-one cartoons, but we were really supposed to do the two-on-two with the Toontastic Journeys podcast. So we're doing that right now for the top 104 cartoons. Howard, though, these are my friends. Say hello, friends. Start with Josh while CJ turns his fan off.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Josh, a.k.a. Yeah. J-Time. And CJ went a little rogue yesterday. So I'm a real man, and we're going to get the actual best cartoons.
All right, and CJ.
Yeah, hey, yo, it's your boy CJ, and you should have reminded me that before we started.
I did. Check the chat. Yeah. All right, with that being said, listen, we got the Toon Check the Journeys here to do the 212 cartoons. Who doesn't love cartoons? All right, cartoons are amazing. All right, so when they're done, we're going to compare their cartoons to mine and CJ's and my fiance's cartoons. It's going to all be different. God in truth should be anyway. All right, so here's how this goes. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed. There'll be a bye in the fourth round. There will be a bye in the fourth round of the quarterfinals. If there's a tiebreaker, I'm going to ask CJ. I'm going off and on. I'm going to ask CJ first and then my Josh first. If there's a rare tiebreaker, I'm always the tiebreaker. Remember that. Okay. And these rankings. So I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from IMDb, actually, because legitimately every cartoon on Rotten Tomatoes is 100%. I don't know why. It's just how it is. So it wasn't. I wasn't going to use that ranking. So I rank these from IMDb scores, okay? So what's going to happen is we've got four cartoons in the plan. I'm going to ask CJ to pick one, then I'm going to ask Josh to pick one, and that they both going to go on, okay? So CJ, you first. Pick one. Mm-hmm. You got American Dragon, Jake Long, 2005 to 2007. The Wild Thornberries, 2008 to 2004. Cat Dog, 1998 to 2005, and Clifford the Big Red Dog, 2000 to 2003.
I'm picking Cat Dog.
Okay, so CJ picked Cat Dog. Josh, which are you picking?
American Dragon, Jake Long.
Show okay, so CJ, what's the better show, Cat Dog or American Dragon, Jake Long?
I've never seen American Dragon, so I've never heard of American Dragon until I did this yesterday.
Okay, so CJ picked Cat Dog. Josh?
I still feel like American Dragon is better.
All right, so
really dope storylines.
American Dragon goes here. Oh, I'm picking Cat Dog, but they both move on. Just need to pick which one goes where. So American Dragon goes there, and Cat Dog goes here. Okay, Josh, you're first into the bracket. You ready?
Let's do it.
That number one, Avatar, The Last Airbender, 2005 to 2008. Versus number 100, Quick Draw McGraw, 1959 to 1962.
Oh, that's an easy one. I'm going with Avatar.
CJ?
Avatar.
And Avatar will play American Dragon.
Yeah, Quick Draw is still a great cartoon, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, CJ.
He used to have me dying.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera.
CJ, number two, Batman and Animated Series, 1992 to 1995, versus number 99, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids, 1972 to
1985. Batman.
And Josh?
Man, I got to go with Batman. Rest in peace to Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Batman will play Cat Dog in the next round. Josh, number three, Gravity Falls, 2012 to 2016. Or number 98, A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, 1988 to 1991.
Oh, man. Gravity Falls. That show's amazing.
CJ?
Yeah. Before doing this show, I never heard of Gravity Falls. So I'm going with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I'm going to Pup Named Scooby-Doo, too. It was a whole classic right there. And I don't give... And the fucking theme song to Pup Named Scooby-Doo is fucking amazing.
The theme song's great and the show's great, but I'm telling you, both y'all watch Gravity Falls, y'all going to change your mind.
I'm a really, really big Scooby-Doo fan, so that is a hard thing to say right there. I'm not going to lie to you. All right, CJ, number four, Dragon Ball Z, 1989 to 1996. Verse number 97, The Adventures of Jimmy Neutron Boy Genius, 2002
to 2006. Dragon
Ball
Z. Josh. Yeah, gotta rock the dragon.
All right, and Dragon Ball Z will play a pup named Scooby-Doo. Josh, number five, Invincible, 2021 to now. Verse number 96, The PJs, 1989 to 2001.
The PJs, man. That shit used to crack me up, but I'm definitely... not going with them. Invincible is fucking amazing, dude. One of the best shows out there.
CJ.
Invincible.
The PJ's got a bad seed for the first round.
That, hell yeah.
when I wrote that down, it's like, oh, PJ's. All right. CJ. Number six, South Park, 1997 to now, to version number 95, Rocket Power, 1999 to 2004.
South Park.
Josh. Yeah,
South Park for me, too.
Josh, number seven, The Simpsons, 1989 to now, version number 94, Men in Black, the series, 1997 to 2001.
Man, I love the Men in Black cartoon, but Simpsons, by far, the best.
CJ?
The Simpsons. Men in Black cartoon sucked.
You don't like it?
It would have been better if Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones would have been in that role.
But, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the voice is horrible.
CJ, number eight, Justice League Unlimited. Now, I'm going to pause right here to let everybody know that there are two different Justice League cartoons on here. And yes, they're not the same thing. One's Justice League and one's Justice League Unlimited. It's two different things. All right.
We'll be covering both at some point too. All right. Fantastic.
And I went in on Unlimited because that's one of my favorite cartoons of all time. Anyway, number eight, Justice League Unlimited, 2004-2006. Version number 93, Clarence, 2013-2018. Josh.
Yo, I love some Clarence, man. That show be having me dying, but Justice League so much better.
All right, Josh, number nine, Adventure Time, 2010 to 2018. Version number 92, Inspector Gadget, 1983 to 1986.
Oh, man. I grew up loving Inspector Gadget. Such a bad matchup because Adventure Time is definitely going to take the win, in my opinion.
CJ.
Fuck you, man. What's wrong with you? Like, Inspector Gadget,
watched
bro.
Watched all of Adventure Time?
I watched that episode and it's goofy as shit. Dude, it's nowhere near as good as Inspector Gadget.
You watched all the seasons?
I don't need to watch all the seasons. Fuck that. It wasn't worth watching all the seasons. No, I didn't.
You got to make it. All right.
Nope. No.
All right. There's a bunch of people that disagree with you, though. That's why it's so highly on this list.
That is true. That's true, and I disagree with them. So, and Inspector Gadget moves on. Inspector Gadget will play Invincible in the next round.
Oh, CJ, that's
a yeah. CJ Archer, number 10 Archer in 2009. So I think you said last season last year.
Yeah.
Versus number 91 Celebrity Deathmatch, 1998 to 2007.
Yeah, I'm going with Archer.
Josh.
I'm gonna go with Archer.
Damn. I'm gonna go slap that commercial back. Fuck Archer.
You thought it was gonna slip through this time, huh?
Yeah. All right. Josh, number 11, Justice League, 2001 to 2004. Verse number 90, As Told by Ginger, 2000 to 2009.
Justice League.
CJ?
Justice League.
One of y'all cats is hungry, isn't it?
No, she's just a bitch. Yeah.
So Justice League moves on. However, though, Justice League should move on better over our cartoon. However, though, As Told by Ginger is a far better theme song. I will say that right now. That definitely is.
Oh, yeah. It's not
a bad
cartoon at all.
CJ, season number 12, The Regular Show, 2009 to 2017.
The what show?
The Regular Show. Uh-huh. 2009 to 2017. Verse number 89, Hong Kong Fooey. 1974 to
1975. I'm going Hong Kong
Fooey. Really? Over the Regular Show?
Josh.
Tripping, dude. Regular
I don't even know what the fuck the Regular Show is.
How do you not know what the Regular... Bro, how are you co-hosting Toontastic and you ain't seen the Regular Show?
I never heard of that. What show? What channels are even on? I never heard of that.
It's a Cartoon Network cartoon, man. It's great, man. We watching it soon. I'm bumping that shit up on the list, dude. Y'all watch Regular Show. That shit is hilarious.
Well, y'all here can watch it, but Hong Kong Fooey definitely moves on, though.
I figured you was going to do that.
Yeah. Hong Kong Fooey. Dude, you ever see that dude? Doug be crying, chopping everything.
Josh, number 13, Futurama, 1999 to 2023. Verse number 88, Blue's Clues, 1996 to 2020.
Futurama.
CJ?
Futurama.
Yeah, I kind of figured that when Josh tried to take Blue's Clues off the damn list.
Blue's Clues, I just wanted to...
I know. spoiler, Blue's Clues made my fiancé's front for it, just letting you guys know.
Hey, Blue's Clues is great. I remember very specifically coming back from the club and waking up hungover, watching Blue's Clues. Me and my cousin, we used to crack up because we're really smart.
That is a weird combination going from the club to watching Blue's Clues.
Hey, when you hung over, man, you just trying to like chill.
That or survive.
That or Bob Ross, man.
All right, CJ, number 14, Beavis and Butthead, 1993 to 2022. Verse number 87, The Sylvester and Tweety Mysteries, 1995 to 2001.
Beavis and Butthead.
Josh.
Yeah, I'm going Beavis and Butthead.
Go ahead.
Especially the new stuff. The new stuff's really good.
No, that shit is hilarious.
Hell yeah, with old Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
Josh, number 15, Samurai Jack, 2001 to 2017. Verse number 86, Woody Woodpecker, 1941. Only had one season.
Oh, Samurai Jack.
Josh. Me, CJ, sorry.
Woody Woodpecker.
I'm going Woody Woodpecker here because it's a classic. I really didn't watch Samurai Jack that much. So I'm going,
really?
Yeah, I'm going.
Man, Woody y'all Woody sleeping on classics, man.
However,
I was working when that show was on.
Hong Kong Fooey. Will play Soft Park. Woody Woodpecker will play The Simpsons. And you talk about classic. Woody Woodpecker came in 1941.
It's a classic in age, right. But yeah. As far as story goes, man, like Samurai Jack is one of the most epic cartoon stories ever, dude.
But you're saying classics. I'm pretty sure our moms were even born in 1941. So
it's a classic. That's how good it is, man.
Yeah, no, Woody Woodpecker is a classic.
Yeah, I like Woodpecker.
Yeah, Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack's a new show.
Samurai Jack.
Yeah, Samurai Jack came on while I was at work, so I never had to watch it.
Hey, right. It's cool. You didn't see it. I get it. If you watched it, you'd be saying a different tune. But
all right, Josh, number 16, The Boondocks, 2005 to 2014. Verse number 85, My Life as a Teenage Robot, 2002 to 2022.
My Life as a Teenage Robot is good, but not better than Boondocks.
Oh, no, my,
wait, what's going on here? Like, what happened?
What are you doing? CJ.
Boondocks.
You almost scared me, man.
Josh, nah, it has to be a much better cartoon to take it over the Boondocks.
CJ, number 17, Naruto, 2002-2007. Verse number 84, The Jetsons, 1962-1963.
Naruto.
Josh.
I'll actually go with The Jetsons over this. I like Naruto, but
wow.
What the hell? Listen, Jetsons, I'm not picking with you, I promise, but Naruto's a far better fucking show than the Jetsons.
Naruto Shippuden would beat the Jetsons in my mind, but Jetsons, man, I grew up on that. I got a special little nostalgia, and I like Naruto, but I like Shippuden and Boruto much better.
Well, Naruto right now will be there right now. All right, Josh, number 18, X-Men, the animated series, 1992-1997. First number 83, Top Cat, 1961-1962.
X-Men.
CJ?
X-Men.
CJ, number 19, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, 2008-2020. First number 82, Papa the Sailor Man, 1960-1962.
Clone Wars.
Josh?
What'd you pick?
Clone Wars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Clone Wars.
Fuck!
No, we
were
not seeing
Papa Ryan. Papa the Sailor Man. Dude, he lived in the garbage can. All right, Josh, number 20, Invader Zim, 2001-2006. Verse number 81, Codename Kid Next Door, 2002-2008.
I thought Invader Zim was going to move on until you said Codename Kids Next Door.
Right.
The Kids Next Door, man.
CJ?
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely Kids Next Door, but...
All right, Codename Kid Next Door will play Justice League Unlimited in the next round.
Oh, all the gadgets was fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude.
All right, CJ, number 21, Spider-Man, the animated series, 1994-1998. Verse number 80, Danny Phantom, 2003-2007.
I know what CJ's picking.
Yo, Spider-Man.
Yo. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going with Spider-Man as well, but shit. We all know how CJ feels about Danny Phantom.
Hey, I was very, very nice about it on the show, though.
You were.
All right, Josh. Number 22, The Adventures of Tintin, 1991-1992. Verse number 79, Two Stupid Dogs, 1993-1995.
I'm going with Two Stupid Dogs, bro.
CJ.
Two Stupid Dogs.
All right. And Two Stupid Dogs will play Archer in the next round.
I forgot about Two Stupid Dogs.
CJ.
There's a lot of good shows on here from back in the day, bro.
CJ, number 23, The Amazing World of Gumball, 2011-2019. Verse number 78, Kim Possible, 2002-2007.
Shit,
Kim Possible.
Josh.
Oh, you're killing me.
You like Gumball? Damn.
I love Amazing World of Gumball. That show cracks me up so much. But Kim's my girl. I mean, y'all heard my notification tone.
Yep.
Right. With Kim Possible.
All right. And Kim Possible.
Power Rangers, right?
Huh?
Yeah, they try to steal the tone from Power Rangers. They're going to change one note on it.
Oh yeah, no. If it goes off, people, you're like Kim Possible or Power Rangers. Though I did have a Power Rangers, like that's my ringtone is Power Rangers. So,
All right. Well, Kim Possible will play Justice League in the next round. Josh, number 24, Metalocalypse.
Yeah, you got it right first.
2006 to 2013. Verse number 77, Curious George, 2006 to 2022.
Shit, I tried to get into Metalocalypse, and I mean, there's some episodes I laughed at, but I had to be really stoned to do so. So, I got fond memories of Curious George, even watching the cartoon with my kids. So, going Curious George.
And CJ,
I feel the exact same way. It's just every once in a while you get a good episode, but is not consistent like Curious George. I'm going with George.
All right. Well, Curious George will play Futurama in the next round. CJ number 25, Courage the Cowardly Dog, makes the name nine to 2002. Birth number 76, Fairly Odd Parents, 2001 to 2017.
I'm a Fairly Odd Parents.
Really,
Josh?
Yeah.
Over Courage? Damn, yeah. I gotta think about it. Cause if you would have picked Courage, I'd have picked Courage easily.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Fairly Odd Parents a lot. Ugh. You know what? I'm going Courage.
Thank you. Yes. Courage moves on. Courage.
I already knew Joe was picking.
No way hell I wasn't picking that. Courage is one of the most underrated fucking cartoons there is. You damn right. So Courage Cowardly Dog moves on. Good job. Good job, Josh. All right. Josh, number 26, Home Movies, 1999 to 2004. Version number 75, Johnny Bravo, 1997 to 2004.
Oh, all right. Shout out to Home Movies, because Home Movies was really good, especially during that period where adult cartoons started kind of booming again on Fox. Mm. But I got with Johnny Bravo.
Hoo-ha-hoo. All right, TJ.
Johnny Bravo.
I'm glad Johnny Bravo didn't get into that cancel culture shit, because. They was coming for his ass, him and Pepe Le Pew. They was coming for
that. I remember that.
They was coming for his ass.
You are stupid. The cartoon. You don't want to see it, turn it off.
Johnny Bravo will play Beavis and Butthead in the next round. All right, CJ. Oh, sorry, Josh. No, CJ, sorry. Number 27, Steven Universe, 2013 and 2019. Verse number 74, Static Shock, 2000 to 2000.
This is messed up. Yeah, I'll eat this thing yesterday. Yeah. Also, yeah. Well, yeah, Steven Universe on here. It was like Static Shock.
I fought hard to get Steven Universe on here, too.
Right? Yeah, I got to go with Static Shock.
Yeah, I'm sad to see Steven go, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
But ain't no way it's being Static Shock, man. I can't wait till we watch that one.
Okay. Well, Static Shock, we'll play the Boondocks in the next round. There you go. Josh, number 28, SpongeBob SquarePants, 1999 to now. Verse number 73, The Powerpuff Girls, 1998 to 2023.
You know what? I'm going Powerpuff Girls.
CJ, y'all
could. I'm going SpongeBob.
And Powerpuff Girls moves on. Powerpuff Girls moves on. Yeah. However, though, Powerpuff Girls will play from Naruto in the next round.
Shit.
CJ, number 29, Daria, 1997 to 2002. Verse number 72, The Angry Beavers, 1997 to 2001.
Daria.
Josh.
I'm going with Daria.
Daria moves on. Josh, number 30, Family Guy, 1999 to now. Birth number 71, American Dad, 2005 to now.
I like American Dad better.
CJ?
Another one?
Family Guy versus American Dad?
That's what I thought, yeah. Family Guy.
Family Guy moves on.
Yeah. I like American Dad. I really do like American Dad, but... Peter Griffin, man. Just hilarious.
CJ, number 31, Batman Beyond, 1999 to 2001. Version number 70, Jackie Chan Adventures, 2000 to 2005.
Oh, you are killing
Batman
me.
Batman Beyond.
Why?
Hey, this shit gets harder and harder. I'm just letting you know.
Why?
All right.
Oh, damn. I love both these shows.
Josh.
Damn, man. That hurts. I'm going with Batman Beyond. But I do want to point out that Jackie Chan Adventures is so...
It is good. It's a good show.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
All right, Josh. Number 32, Black Dynamite, 2011 to 2015. Verse number 69, Rugrats, 1991 to 2006.
Oh, I'm going Rugrats. Black Dynamite's a good show, but Rugrats, man.
Oh, CJ? Rugrats. When Rugrats will play X-Men and animated series in the next round. CJ, number 33, The Transformers, 1984 to 1987. Race number 63, Arthur, 1996 to 2022.
Transformers.
Josh?
Talking about old school Transformers or Beast Wars?
Old school Transformers.
Old school.
Oh, I'm going with Arthur.
Transformers. What?
Wonderful kind of day. Dude, are you kidding me?
And I say it. Hey, what a wonderful time of day. I'm not picking it, though. I like the
I was sad when that show ended.
Until Arthur gets some glasses that fit around his ears. Josh, number 34, Teen Titans, 2003 to 2006. Verse number 67, Looney Tunes, 1930 to 1969.
Teen Titans.
CJ.
Looney Tunes.
You got your motherfuckers killing me right now. I like that. I do like Teen Titans. I'm a big fan of Teen Titans and the Teen Titans Go. But I'm gonna pick Looney Tunes here. I mean that's just overall classic cartoons right there.
Yeah.
However, yeah. Looney Tunes will play Star Wars in the next round.
Yeah, I didn't like Teen Titans over Teen Titans Go. Teen Titans Go gets on errors.
Mm-hmm. Josh, number 35, Rocko's Modern Life, 1993 to 1996. Version number 66, Sailor Moon, 1992 to 1997.
Sailor Moon was the very first anime I ever watched because it used to come on early in the mornings before I went to school, right before Bananas and Pajamas. I was like, this is cool as hell. But I'm picking the show. What was the other show?
You picking Rocko's Modern Life?
Yeah, Rocko's Modern Life.
Are you serious?
That show, like, when I was young, I didn't really get it, but rewatching it, especially after watching the movie, Rocko was ahead of his time, man.
CJ.
I love Rocko's Modern Life, but it was nowhere near as good as Sailor Moon to me.
Then pick Sailor Moon.
I am. I did pick Sailor Moon.
I thought you said I was picking Rocko. Okay, gotcha.
Fuck no. I'm picking Sailor Moon.
Huh? And Sailor Moon moves on. Sailor Moon is fucking amazing. And Sailor Moon will play Spider-Man in the next round. All right. CJ, number 36, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? 1969-1970. Versus number 65, What If? 2021 to now.
Oh yeah, we talked about yesterday. Yeah, I gotta go with What If.
Josh.
Going What If.
Josh hates Scooby Doo.
I'm just the two series that you guys both had on here so far are two of my least favorite Scooby Doo series.
What do you like? Please say Velma.
I don't hate Velma. Mystery Incorporated. Just because it had that really good, like, where it did the story arcs throughout each season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one with Scrappy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Puppy Power!
Yeah. Even though people be hating on Scrappy now, I used to love some Scrappy back
then. No.
I'll get mad when they held him back from beating people up. I'm like, no, let him go!
People hate Scrappy because of the movie. Because
they made him the bad guy.
They made him turn into a fucking villain, which is stupid as fuck. Anyway, what if we'll play Courage the Cowardly Dog in the next round?
All right.
Josh, number 37, Digimon, Digital Monster, 1999 to 2007. Verse number 64, Clerks, 2000 to 2001.
Oh, they said through 2007? So they're doing all the seasons, including the first two, which are together, and then the third, fourth, and fifth, which are all separate storylines. And you said it was over what?
Versus Clerks.
Oh, Clerks? Oh, man, yeah, I didn't like the Clerks cartoon at all. I love
it. Thank you.
Digimon is going on for me.
And CJ?
Definitely Digimon. Mm.
Digimon? Digital Monsters? The rest
of
that song?
CJ? Number 38, Animaniacs, 1993-1998. Version number 63, Doug, 1991-1994. Damn. I mean, you can hear the shit out of your cat, man. All right, CJ, Animaniacs or Doug?
Doug.
Josh.
If I hadn't just watched Doug, Doug would have went on, but after watching Doug and struggling through it, because it's a good show, but it just, I found it really boring at times. I gotta go with Animaniacs, man.
Oh, Doug was on, but it's a close one for me. It's be 50.5, 49.5. That's a Friday vote for me.
Yeah, either way.
And Doug will play Daria the next round.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
Josh, number 39, Dexter's Laboratory, 1996 to 2003. Verse number 62, Pokemon, 1997 to, I guess, now.
Damn. I'm going with Pokemon, I guess.
CJ?
Pokemon.
All right. And Pokemon will move on and play Family Guy in the next round. All right.
CJ. It took him 20 years, but he finally became champion.
Yeah. It took
20 years.
It took him 20 years, and he still was 11.
Yeah, I know, right? Strongest 11-year-old ever.
Man, I don't know what they be doing over there, man, where you just let 11-year-olds just go and just start wandering the streets.
Come on, man.
Yeah, put your backpack on, hit the forest, go.
CJ. Number 40, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 1987 to 1996. Verse number 61, The Flintstones, 1960 to 1966.
OG Turtles.
Josh.
Man, it's a tough choice because I really, really like The Flintstones. But I'm going with Turtles.
Got to truth. If you would pick The Flintstones, I would pick The Flintstones too.
Oh, damn.
That's a damn good show, man.
It is. It really is.
Josh, number 41, Thundercats, 1985-1989. Verse number 60, King of the Hill, 1997 to 2010.
Oh, King of the Hill.
CJ.
Oh, shit. Oh.
CJ.
Yeah, Thundercats.
I'm going Thundercats here. Because for one reason only, King of the Hill is highly... And I mean, highly overrated. That movie, that cartoon is horrible. Yeah, I said it. I'm saying. Matter of fact, let me do this right here. King of the Hill is highly over fucking rated. Jesus Christ, this shit is good.
I ain't gonna hate on your opinion, but all I know is, man, if I put King of the Hill on, I'll be laughing my ass off the whole damn time.
I'm going to sleep. Or I'm going on my phone.
Dale and Boo are the best characters.
That's what I call a TikTok show, where you put it on and you watch the TikTok.
You put the show on to watch TikTok.
All right. Josh is on you. Number 42, Big Mouth, 2017 to the last season was last year. Uh-huh. Number 59, 16, 2004 to 2010.
What's the other show?
16.
I've never heard of it. Man, I feel bad. I've heard of every cartoon up until now. I'm going to go with Big Mouth because I've never heard of 16.
CJ?
Big Mouth.
I'm going through changes.
I love that show.
All right, CJ, number 43, The Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack, 2008 to 2010. Versus number 58, Thunder the Barbarian, 1980 to 1981.
Thunder.
Josh.
Oh, yeah, no wonder I've never heard of 16. That doesn't look like anything I'd watch. what'd you say? It was Flapjack, and then what's the other one?
Thunder the Barbarian.
Thunder.
And Thunder the Barbarian will play Batman Beyond in the next round. Josh. Number 44, Pinky and the Brain, 1985-1998. Verse number 57, The Penguins of Madagascar, 2008-2015.
Ooh, Penguins used to have me dying, dude. That was a good little cartoon, but I'm going Pinky and the Brain.
CJ?
All right, Pinky and the Brain.
There's Pinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. Darth.
The best thing to come out of Animaniacs.
CJ? Number 45, Recess, 1997 to 2001. Verse number 56, Ed, and Eddie, 1999 to 2008.
Recess.
Oh.
Dodgeball is life.
Josh.
Shit, man. These matchups is killing me. We ain't even out the first round. Like, sheesh.
Sorry, so you had to mute you because you can't keep going.
Yeah, I figured that's why you did that. Mm. I'm going to go with, I got to go with Recess. I love Recess, but so Ed and Nettie's great.
So you both picked Recess. Mm-hmm. All right. And Recess moves on, but CJ had some technical difficulties, so we are going to go to a quote-unquote commercial break.
All right.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Deb.
And we host a pretty fun podcast called Today We Laughed and Learned. You know, this is where we discuss all the things we should have learned, but, well, never did. And we have quite a few laughs along the way.
Today We Laughed and Learned with Chris and Deb.
We're curious about everything. Experts on nothing.
Come find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you bored? A regular podcast is not your thing. You get more out of your time away. What more, do you ask? What more laughter, more banter, more lighthearted discussion, and yes, the more uncensored speak that you will get nowhere else. Well, we also do less at Bracket Bastards. About less politics, less news, less of the things that you really.
All right, we are back. CJ, yeah. Number 46, the Magic School Bus, 1994 to 1997. Rick number 55, Ren and Stimpy Show, 1991, 1996.
All right, I'm going with Ren and Stimpy. And I'll say it again, that bitch flying the Magic School Bus, you get arrested.
Josh.
I'd rather Miss Frizzle should be arrested or not. I'm going Magic School Bus because this day, there's stuff that I be knowing about science that I learned on that damn show.
And to this day, the Magic School Bus moves on because you damn right, Magic School Bus. Hell, yes, Magic School Bus moves on. There you go. Good job, Josh.
All right. Hey, but you learned something real stupid too.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
If you pick a book and leave it somewhere, it'll harden.
Josh, number 47, The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, 2001 to 2007. Verse number 54, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, 2004 to 2009.
Now, see, this is a good matchup. You got two shows that came out around the same time. Different concepts, but very similar in art style and storytelling. I gotta go with Grim Adventures, though, over Foster's.
CJ? Same thing.
Billy Mandy.
All right, CJ. Number 48, G.I. Joe, 1985-1986. Verse number 53, Hey Arnold, 1996-2004.
Oh, shit. I'm going with G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe moves on. Josh?
All right, so I gotta go with Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold moves on.
Really,
I knew it.
G.I. Joe Transformers crossover movie. Man, that's gonna be fire.
Okay. Well, speaking of Transformers, Hey Arnold will play Transformers in the next round. Josh, number 49, Doug Dodgers, 2003 to 2005. Verse number 52, Afro Samurai, 2007.
Oh, Afro Samurai is moving on.
CJ.
Oh, I'm going with the Dodgers.
And Afro Samurai moves on.
Yeah. I told you, CJ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I already
knew that Duck Dodgers stuff.
Yeah. I do like the 24th and a half century.
Hey, the cartoon on SNES was freaking fun.
Afro Samurai will play Digimon in the next round. And last but not least, CJ. Number 50, the Pink Panther Show, 1969 to 2011, versus number 51, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, 88 to 91.
Winnie the Pooh.
Wait, this is it? This is the final matchup?
Yep.
So Bluey didn't make it on this list?
Bluey sucks. God damn it. No.
Oh, you're about to piss a bunch of people off because Bluey.
I'm cool, Dad. I'm sorry.
Just so y'all know, I didn't have shit to do with Bluey not being on this list.
I want all the
so
smoke.
I couldn't vote for it. All the smoke. You heard that.
I want all the smoke.
Send it DeAndre's way.
I want all the fucking smoke. Bluey sucks.
Now that that's out the way, what was the matchups again?
All right. It was New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh and the Pink Panther Show.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to get some hate for this, but I'm going to keep it real. I do not like Winnie the Pooh. I've never been able to get into it. I don't watch. Try to watch it several times. It doesn't do it for me. So I'm going Pink Panther.
Well, Winnie the Pooh moves on. Because Pink Panther, the movie and the TV show, the movie and the cartoon was not that good to me. So, yeah.
So you picked Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
So
mostly for the intro, like the show itself was all right.
It was cool. The intro was awesome. I get that people love it, and that's why I said what I said, so people understand. Mm-hmm. It's not that like I think it's a terrible show; it's just not a show I like.
Yeah.
All right. So Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will play Winnie the Pooh, which means that the Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy will play Thundercats. The Magic School Bus will play Big Mouth. And Recess will play Pinky and the Brain. All right. So, God is truth. There are some, and I'm going to piss some people off because there are a lot of other cartoons that are not on here. That wasn't even on mentions that I didn't even think about. But I got these shows from Ranker. From Ranker.com, and then I re-ranked them from IMDb. So a lot of the shows you won't see.
Right.
On here. So Bluey was on there. If Bluey was on there, then I would have ranked it, and it would be where it was. But it wasn't on there.
Gotcha.
But shows like Harley Quinn probably should be on there. Harley Quinn's fucking amazing. Shows like Rick and Morty probably should be on there. See that you're muted, so I didn't hear anything where you said.
You're still muted.
You're still muted. Yeah, shows like Rick and Morty in there.
No, I got some cellos in the back, but you're bumping their music. I'm trying
Shows like Aqua Teen Hunger Force probably should be on there. FS for Family probably should be on there. And Drawn Together, which Drawn Together is so under fucking rated. Drawn Together show on there, and it's not. But the our mentions that was on the regular list but not on here is George in the Jungle, Fish Hook, All Grown Up Rugrats, My Gym Partners is a Monkey, which could be racist. Little Bill, Hi Puffy, Amy Yummy, Franklin, Dragon Tales, Camp Lizzo, The Proud Family, and Kyle Chicken did not make the list.
Yeah, there's a lot more too.
Yeah, sure. Proud Family, Jungle Tales, Dragon Tales, and what was it?
Yeah, Cow Chicken.
Yeah, Cow Chicken. Those all should have been on there.
Yeah. So I can make a new, and I probably will make. Here's the thing too, and whatever we consider adult cartoons, I probably will make an adult cartoon bracket.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the adult cartoon one would be so much different, and one that was just regular cartoons, no adult cartoons.
Yeah.
So much different.
I probably wouldn't just make an adult cartoon.
Yeah, that's the one Rick and Morty would be on,
huh? Yeah, and it will have 100. I'm looking at the list right now. It's 100 adult cartoons. All right.
I see that.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's go on to the bracket to finish this out. We're on round two. CJ, you ready?
Yep.
All right. So we got Avatar, The Last Airbender versus American Dragon, Jake Long.
Avatar.
Josh.
Yeah, Avatar.
Josh. Batman, the animated series, or Cat Dog?
Batman.
CJ.
Batman.
CJ, Dragon Ball Z or a pup named Scooby-Doo?
Dragon Ball Z.
Josh?
Dragon Ball.
Josh, Invincible or Inspector Gadget?
Invincible.
CJ?
Invincible.
CJ, South Park or Hong Kong Fui?
South Park.
South Park.
Yeah, Josh, the Simpsons or the Woody Woodpecker?
Simpsons.
CJ?
Simpsons.
CJ, Justice League Unlimited or Codename the Kids Next Door?
Justice League.
Josh?
Unlimited, yep.
Josh, Archer or Two Stupid Dogs?
Two Stupid Dogs.
CJ?
Archer.
Two Stupid Dogs moves on.
Yeah, you hate
no
Archer.
You're right.
Hey, I don't like Archer. I tried. I just can't get into it.
CJ, Justice League or Kim Possible?
Justice League.
Josh.
I like Unlimited better than regular Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
And Kim Possible, I feel like, has better overall storylines. Over its four seasons. Wait, I think it had five seasons. I'm going Kim Possible.
Justice League moves on. Josh. Josh, Futurama or Curry George?
Futurama.
CJ?
Futurama.
CJ, Beavis and Butthead or Johnny Bravo?
Beavis and Butthead.
Josh?
Beavis and Butthead. Damn. They missed out too because the Johnny Bravo Beavis and Butthead crossover would have been really awesome.
Wow.
Josh, the Boondocks or Static Shock?
Static Shock.
CJ.
Boondocks.
Boondocks moves on. I love Static Shock. I do, but Boondocks is the Boondocks. All right. CJ, Naruto or the Powerpuff Girls?
Naruto.
Josh?
Powerpuff Girls.
Naruto moves on.
Oh, man. Oh, I was going to say Powerpuff Girls.
Josh. Actually, let me think about that real quick. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah, Powerpuff Girls have to move on from me, actually. Yeah. That's true.
Why are you such a...
Yeah, I have to think about that real quick, because... I enjoy Powerpuff Girl a little bit more than fucking Naruto. I know that sounds weird, but it's true.
Powerpuff Girls is good, though. Yeah, it's not a bad show at all. I like it.
Powerpuff Girls will play Batman in the next round. CJ, X-Men animated series or Rugrats?
X-Men.
Josh?
Yeah, I gotta go with X-Men.
Josh, Star Wars, Clone Wars, or Looney Tunes?
Clone Wars.
CJ.
Clone Wars.
You suck, monkey boss. The real running coyote is turning over their grave right now.
I kind of wish I could go back and pick Mando to be on our list.
Oh, Lord.
CJ. Spider-Man animated series or Sailor Moon?
Spider-Man.
Josh.
Spider-Man.
All right. Josh, Curry the Cowardly Dog or What If?
Oh, shit. What If?
CJ?
What If?
Yeah, I would pick What If too. I got a truth. However, though, What If will play Dragon Ball Z in the next round?
Oh,
CJ, Daria or Doug?
Daria.
Josh?
Daria.
All right, Daria moves on. Josh, Family Guy or Pokemon?
Pokemon.
CJ?
Family Guy.
Pokemon moves on. However, Pokemon will play Invincible in the next round.
Yeah, Pokemon, man. I remember waking up Saturday mornings and watching that with my homeboy, because he'd be at home watching it, and we'd just be on the phone talking while we watch it, singing the theme song.
The theme song's amazing. I ain't gonna lie. Man. I just never got into the show.
One of the best theme songs of all time.
For real.
CJ, Batman Beyond or Thunder Barbarian?
Batman Beyond.
Josh. Batman Beyond.
Josh, the Transformers or Hey Arnold?
Hey Arnold.
CJ?
Transformers.
Hey Arnold moves on. Hey Arnold will play South Park in the next round. CJ, Digimon, Digital Monsters, or Afro Samurai?
Digimon.
Josh?
Yeah, I gotta go with Digimon on this.
Digimon, Digital Monsters. All right, Josh. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh?
Turtles.
Josh, CJ?
Turtles.
CJ, Thundercats or The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy?
Thundercats.
Josh?
Thundercats.
Thundercats moves on. Josh, Big Mouth or Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus.
CJ.
Big Mouth.
Fuck. I can't believe what I will get with my damn ears. Big Mouth moves on. However, though.
He was rocking with Magic School Bus.
I like Magic School Bus too, but. All right. Josh, last but not least in this round, Pinky in the Brain or Recess? And before you vote, the winner will play The Simpsons in the next round.
Go on, Recess.
CJ.
Recess.
All right, like I said, Recess will play The Simpsons. Because y'all went so favorite heavy, I got to do this right now. So Big Mouth will play Justice League Unlimited. Ooh, fuck. Thundercats will play Justice League. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will play Futurama. Digimon will play Beavis and Butthead. Batman Beyond will play the Boondocks. Daria will play X-Men. And Spider-Man, the animated series, will play Star Wars Clone Wars. All right, we're on round three. Your highest seeded show cartoon will automatically go to round four. Josh, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Avatar or Two Stupid Dogs?
Avatar.
And CJ?
Avatar.
And Avatar will automatically go into your final, your quarterfinals. Jeez. CJ, Batman the Animated Series or Powerpuff Girls?
Batman.
Josh?
Batman.
All right, Batman moves on. Josh.
When the Powerpuff Girls beat Batman, I'm like,
no. Josh.
It depends on how much prep time Batman has.
Josh, Dragon Ball Z or What If?
Dragon Ball Z.
CJ.
Dragon Ball Z.
All right, Dragon Ball Z moves on. CJ, Invincible or Pokemon?
Invincible.
Josh.
Invincible.
Ooh. That was a hard one. That was a hard one. I'm not mad at it anyway, but I would personally win with Pokemon, but I'm not mad anyway.
It was a split. I almost went with Pokemon, but
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to.
All right, Josh. South Park or Hey Arnold?
South Park.
Okay. All right.
CJ?
Yeah, definitely South Park.
CJ, The Simpsons or Recess?
Simpsons.
Josh?
Simpsons.
Josh, Just League Unlimited or Big Mouth?
Unlimited.
CJ?
Unlimited.
Not mad. I'm not nowhere near mad at that at all. That's a hard one. That's actually a really good 50-50 split for me, actually.
Yeah.
CJ, Justice League or Thundercats?
Justice League.
Josh?
Justice League.
All right. Josh, Futurama or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Futurama.
CJ?
Futurama.
All right. CJ, Beavis and Butthead or Digimon?
Beavis and Butthead.
I like Josh. Beavis and Butthead, but I'm going with Digimon.
And Digimon moves on.
Oh, okay.
And Digimon will play Batman in the next round.
I'm not mad at it.
Josh, the Boondocks or Batman Beyond?
Ooh, Batman Beyond.
CJ.
Boondocks.
The Boondock moves on. This should be hard. What the hell? I'm starting to think that Josh don't like the Boondocks.
I like the Boondocks, but I love Batman.
Freaking great. Yeah. CJ, X-Men or Daria?
X-Men.
Josh.
X-Men.
right. And last but not least, Josh, and the winner of this matchup will play Dragon Ball Z. Star Wars, Clone Wars, or Spider-Man animated series?
Spider-Man.
CJ?
Spider-Man.
Good job. Fuck Star Wars. So that means that Spider-Man will play Dragon Ball Z. X-Men will play Invincible. The Boondocks will play South Park. Futurama will play The Simpsons. And Justice League will play Justice League Unlimited. These are actually some equal ass matchups.
Guys. Yeah, yeah. I was thinking, this is gonna be rough.
All right, so Avatar will move on to the quarterfinals. All right, the bottom part of this bracket will all make it to the final four. CJ, are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Batman or Digimon?
Batman.
Josh.
Batman.
All right, Batman moves on.
I think that's the only easy one of this round.
Josh, Dragon Ball Z or Spider-Man?
Shit.
Right.
All right. Hold on. I got to take my emotions out of this because I'm too far from Toriyama passing. Oh, shit. Oh, both of these were my childhood. I'm going with Dragon Ball.
CJ?
Yeah, I have to go the same way. I'm going with
Dragon Ball Z. All right. CJ, Invincible or X-Men?
Invincible.
Josh.
The X-Men anime series is amazing. It is probably one of the best comic book adaptions of a TV, to TV that they've done in a long time. That said, I have always said I like Invincible as one of the best comic book TV shows of all time. I mean, there's live action comic book TV shows.
You're about to say The Boys
match up with it, you know, so I'm going Invincible.
Okay, so I was with you until you said the best. I mean, listen, I love the Invincible. It's like the next person, but The Boys.
Yeah.
The Boys is great. Here's the reason, and the reason alone why myself, I like Invincible a little better, because to me, I like superheroes when they give me something to aspire for. Invincible has that. The Boys doesn't. Even though The Boys is way more realistic of what would actually happen.
Right.
To me, my point I'm all exactly. About the superheroes inspiring, and so that's why I went in that direction. Where other people want the realisticness and go with The Boys.
I'm going realisticness. I like the reason why The Boys is such a to me. And I'm going to say live action cartoon. The best superhero show of all time is The Boys. That is. I don't think it's even close. The Boys superhero show. Because how realistic it is, because how it goes to a lot of different shit, The Boys is fucking amazing. And that I only want to be inspired, but I'm a realist.
And right? Yeah, you know that's exactly how it would happen.
I respect that, and that's why The Boys is like a really close second for me. But Invincible, just because the inspiration gets that thing right here. Though, overall, when we talk of superheroes, if I'm including anime, then hard, far and above, I gotta put My Hero Academia. Because that show just bleeds what it means to be a hero.
I gotta watch that shit again, because I don't know. Okay, anyway. Josh. Yeah, I've never seen it. Yeah. All right, really? Josh. Oh, yeah, go watch it again. All right, Josh. South Park or The Boondocks?
Boondocks.
CJ.
Boondocks.
And The Boondocks will play Avatar in the next round. CJ, The Simpsons or Futurama?
Simpsons.
Josh?
I'm going Futurama.
I got to go to Simpsons here. I'm got a truth, and just being honest, I don't like either one of these shows, personally. I'm a Futurama fan, nor I'm a Simpsons fan. But it is what it is. All right, which means that Josh, this last matchup will play The winner will play Batman animated series. All right. Is it Justice League or Justice League Unlimited?
Boy. Good shows. Unlimited was a fantastic continuation. Especially because, you know, you got the really small two-episode self-contained storylines in Justice League. But then Unlimited went with these epic season-long arcs. I mean, they had the Cadmus arc. Man, they even had the arc with the Watchtower. And, damn, dude. Such good shows. I feel like Unlimited overall is better, though.
Than CJ? The original.
Oh, it's not even close for me. Unlimited.
All right. And Unlimited will play Batman, which means that The Simpsons will play Dragon Ball Z, which means that Invincible is automatically in the Final Four. All right. We need to see what other three shows will be in the Final Four. CJ, you first. Avatar or The Boondocks? Yep. You got to pick being nerd or being black. Which one you want to do?
Hey, you black people love Avatar.
Black people love Boondocks, too. CJ, it's on you. And you're muted. Get off mute.
You need a moment. You don't want to pick.
Yo.
You want me to go first? Too bad. You gotta go first.
You can't go ahead. We can't have dead air. Get off mute.
It's Avatar, but no, there's a Trek Island right by the
All right, she's just picking Avatar, Josh.
You know what? All I can imagine is Granddad with his belt, his eyes blazing with the little symbol going to Avatar State, about to whip some ass. But I'm going Avatar.
All right, Avatar moves on. All right, Josh, Batman animated series or Justice League Unlimited?
Both good shows, but Batman overall, superior.
CJ?
What was that one?
Batman animated series or Justice League Unlimited?
I know, it's a hard choice.
I like the dark tones in Batman better. I'm going Batman.
All right, Batman moves on. CJ, Dragon Ball Z or The Simpsons?
Dragon Ball Z.
Josh?
Dragon Ball.
Which means that Dragon Ball Z will play Batman in the animated series.
Damn. Batman versus Goku.
I think Batman could take him.
And Invincible will play Avatar. All right. So, your final four is Invincible, Avatar, The Last Airbender, Batman Animated Series, and Dragon Ball Z. And like always, we compare final four. And I have three final fours to compare it to. So first, I'm going to compare it to my fiance's. So CJ can't guess because he was on last because he knows he was on yesterday. Josh, you want to guess how many of the final four do you have in common with my fiance?
One.
If you said one, which one is it?
Avatar.
She has zero in common.
None, bro.
She has zero in common. Her final four is The Wild Thornberries, The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Blue's Clues, and Rugrats. Those are her final four. It's more man, about
those
more,
aren't bad picks.
More about love than anything.
Right. Those are good picks. I mean, okay. I ain't mad at it at all.
All right, so let's do mine now. Josh, your final four versus my final four. How many have in common?
I'm going to say two.
I did fuck that up. Damn it. Yes. Yes.
And the two I'm going with are Dragon Ball Z and Batman.
It is two. Dragon Ball Z is one of them, but Invincible is the other one.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Invincible was on our final four. I would have picked that.
My final four is Pokemon.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Z, The Boondocks, and Invincible. Those are my final four. Now, your co-host did his final four, right? He did his bracket yesterday. You want to guess how many of this you have common?
Just so I stop being confused, our final four is Dragon Ball, Batman, Invincible, and what's the other one?
And Avatar.
I'm going to say all four. Do we match?
Yes, all four.
All right, because I'm like, me and him be on the same wavelength sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to be hella different.
Picking those four.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be hella different. But,
I thought it was going to be different, too. Normally, with one person, it's different. But it's
we here. We here.
Right, right. Yeah. Top four. We might not agree about regular show.
All right. So, I'm going to do this. Tune text. So your winners will go to the finals. The losers go to the third place game. You have a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. CJ, are you ready?
Ready.
Avatar or Invincible?
All right. Avatar.
Josh.
I'm picking Avatar too. But here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. Avatar is done. I've seen the complete product 100% way through. It's fantastic. Invincible's fantastic so far, but it's not finished yet. And I'm not saying they're going to mess up, but it's finished. You know, can't say that it's as good.
Yeah. Yeah, and every season of Invincible, I've only watched once. I've seen Avatar numerous times. Especially the last few episodes. I watched the last few episodes at least a couple dozen times.
When he go into that Avatar state during the comment and he's got all the elements around him.
Oh, man. Hell yeah. Dude, I get chills.
Man,
Every
time.
All right. Josh. Yeah. Batman animated series or Dragon Ball Z?
Batman.
CJ.
I gotta go with Dragon Ball Z here.
And Dragon Ball Z moves on.
I ain't mad at it. I would be fine either way.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do the third place game first. Fellas, you just went through 104 cartoons. We need to know what the third best cartoon is in the bracket. Is it number 2, Batman animated series, 1992? Or number 5, Invincible, 2021 to now? Josh, you're first.
Shit. Batman.
CJ.
Invincible.
And this was number 3. Batman's number 4. But it's not about third. It's about the best. Again, you just went through 104 cartoons. And you know the best cartoon is. CJ, you first. Is it number 1, Avatar, The Last Airbender, 2005 to 2008? Or number 4, Dragon Ball Z, 1989 to 1996?
Avatar?
Well,
yeah, I'm going to Avatar.
And Josh?
I'm actually going Dragon Ball Z.
And Dragon Ball Z is your champion.
Okay. That's like, that was a coin flip right there. Yeah,
right. It really was.
Yeah. Actually, I don't even think I actually gave a response. I think it was a question.
So. Your final four is number 1, Avatar, number 1, Dragon Ball Z, number 2, Avatar, number 3, Invincible, number 4, Batman. How do y'all feel about that?
I'm cool with it. Good picks. So, as far as the numbers, did that line up with CJ's numbers?
No, CJ number 1, Dragon Ball Z, number 2, Invincible. Number 3, Avatar, and number 4, Batman, which is weird to me because
the number 1 and the number 4 still end up the same.
Yeah.
Why is it weird to you?
Well, no, because Dragon Ball Z won the whole thing for CJ, but he still had Avatar.
You picked Avatar at the end.
At the end today.
Like I said, it was a coin flip either way.
All right, with that being said.
So one day, one different way.
All right. Yeah. CJ, say goodbyes.
All right. Yeah, this was a great show. I'm glad we did it. Had fun. I'm tired. My eyes hurt.
All right, Josh.
Hey, everybody. I am really glad we did this. Had a great time. Some of these shows we definitely are doing. I know we have Batman the Animated Series coming up soon on Toontastic Journeys. I know we are planning on doing Avatar sometime very, very soon. Don't know if we'll do Invincible on Toontastic, but if we ever start doing some more adult cartoons, Invincible's definitely in the mix. And I don't want to go too far into it, but we do have something special planned coming up here in the next few months for all you anime heads, especially you Dragon Ball fans. So stay tuned for more news about that.
All right, with that, so one thing to Toon Texas Journeys podcast for coming on and doing this bracket. And they both know, they can come on and do a bracket anytime I want to. Actually, I'm hoping that Josh will come on to do a bracket later on today because since we have a free slot, right. So we can do the wrestling bracket. So I know he wanted to do the wrestling bracket.
I'm down. Let me win as long as before.
It's literally after you got to get done Toon Texas Journeys, you want to do it, you can do it.
All right. That works.
That just hit me up. However, though, and just like those two, they know that they can come on and do these brackets anytime they want. You just got several time. And it's like anybody watching or listening, you can want to do one of brackets if you want to, got something, make a time. I will never say no. However, though, you got to do a bracket that I already made because even though I love doing these brackets, these are bitch to make. With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robertson, and we are out.